Hello and welcome back to Equity, the TechCrunch podcast about the business of startups, where we unpack the numbers and the nuance behind the headlines. This is Alex. Good morning. Today is March 4th, 2024, and welcome to our Monday show, where we take a look back at the weekend that was and a peek at the week that is to come. Speaking of the weekend, on Saturday, we posted an interview with Nubank CEO David Velez. It's fantastic. Give it a listen if you have time. If you're into fintech or Latin America, that's one for you. On the show this morning, we have stocks and crypto, a massive new tech fine from the EU, AI rules around the world, good news for self-driving fans, a pre-IPO round, and really, why isn't tech celebrating a return to form? Let's go. Kicking off with stocks, if you spin that globe over in Asia today, shares are mostly higher, with the Nikkei over in Japan crossing the 40,000 point barrier. In Europe today, stocks are mostly lower, and in the US, shares are set to open in a mixed fashion. Do, of course, recall that the tech-heavy NASDAQ reached a record high late last week. Earnings, just a couple of names, less than last week, so don't worry, this will not be painful. On Monday, we're going to hear from C, GitLab, Stitch Fix, and ThreadUp. Then Tuesday brings us CrowdStrike, Neo, Box, and Couchbase. Wednesday, JD.com, Yext, Rackspace, and Hippo. And then Thursday, Broadcom, MongoDB, Samsara, DocuSign, Bilibili, Grindr, and BigBear.ai. Yep, there's a bit of a SaaS theme to that, and that's because we are now at the point in the quarter when companies that have an offset fiscal calendar by 1 month are dropping their numbers. So expect a lot of software data this week. But while the stock market is up and down, crypto is only pointing in one direction, and that is up. Yep, the crypto rally continues this week, with Bitcoin up 27% in the last 7 days to $65,000. Ethereum's token up 15% in the last week to $3,500. And Tether's total circulating units are just about to reach the $100 billion mark. When that happens, expect to see a lot of headlines. Now, notably, while crypto is doing quite well, the massive upwelling in value of major crypto tokens is not exactly rejuvenating the NFT market. I expected to see more movement there. At least according to the data that I check each and every week, stuff just isn't changing much, though I do want to go a little bit deeper on that, and if I have time, I'll put that up on TechCrunch this week. Finally, though, in the world of crypto, spot trading has shot to the highest level seen in at least a year. That's bullish for Coinbase and other exchanges, and just makes crypto look nice and active. Moving on, big news that matters, and the biggest news that matters, I think, the most this morning is that Apple has been fined by the EU. Yes, a 1.84 billion euro penalty for breaching antitrust rules in the market for music streaming services on its mobile platform, iOS. In this case, the penalty is focused on Apple's application of anti-steering provisions, which put restrictions on music streaming apps' abilities to tell consumers about cheaper offers outside of Apple's App Store. So yes, once again, we are talking about the App Store, rules thereof, and governments getting in the way of what Apple wants to do. So what is the EU's argument? Well, according to Margarethe Vestager, EU's competition chief, Apple's rules ended up harming consumers. And they went on to say that, quote, critical information was withheld so that consumers could not effectively use or make informed choices. As a result, some consumers may have paid more than they otherwise might have because they could pay less outside of the app. End quote, consumers may not have managed at all to subscribe to their preferred music streaming provider because they simply couldn't find it. Continuing, and I quote, the commission found that Apple's rules resulted in withholding key information on prices and features of services from consumers. As such, they were neither necessary nor proportionate for the provision of the App Store on Apple's mobile devices. And the EU Commission said that it therefore considers them to be unfair trading conditions as they were unilaterally imposed by a dominant company. From that perspective, this all seems very reasonable. Apple, however, is really mad and sent out a nasty gram over the decision that stems from a 2019-era Spotify complaint. The company argues that it does a lot of work to run the App Store and that instead of including, quote, a link in their app to a web page where users can create or manage an account, end quote, Spotify wants to, and I quote again, bend the rules in their favor by embedding subscription prices in their app without using the App Store's in-app purchase system, end quote. And of course, if you do use the in-app purchase system, well, you pay Apple a fat cut. The argument here, I think, is pretty simple. On Spotify's side, they think that Apple's App Store rules are too rigid and too expensive, and Apple thinks that Spotify is a free rider and that it is working the local refs to its own advantage. Apple's App Store rules and fees are frequently criticized by app developers, both big and small, so much so that the only people I ever really see defending Apple's policies are former big tech kids who are sympathetic to Cupertino's choice. My take here, and this is not going to be super popular, is that it's probably net good that at least one government is pushing back against the platform power of tech's largest players, because here in the US, we're currently unable to legislate our way out of a paper bag. So when tech companies are valued in the trillions, we probably need a counterweight. And come on, we know that big platform companies like to set things up to their own advantage. We have seen this dance before with Microsoft, and I'm sure we'll see it again with another company down the road. Next up, India has new AI rules. The country issued an advisory that requires, quote, significant tech firms to get government permission before launching new models. Now, this advisory, which has not been published on the public domain, but a copy of which TechCrunch did review, also asks tech firms to ensure that their services or products, quote, do not permit any bias or discrimination or threaten the integrity of the electoral process. Now, the advisory is not legally binding, but India's IT deputy minister said the notice is, quote, signaling that this is the future of regulation, and went on to say, and I quote, we are doing it as an advisory today, asking you to comply with it. Seems very voluntary. In a tweet on Monday, the Indian government said the advisory is aimed at, quote, untested AI platforms deploying on the India internet and does not apply to startups. So what are we seeing here? Well, more regulatory oversight by India, which has been increasingly heavy-handed with tech products in recent years. And the larger backdrop here is a government in power that Human Rights Watch said earlier this year is misusing laws to stifle dissent. With India joining the ranks of countries with stricter AI rules, including China, the US's approach is looking, well, pretty free and unencumbered. Elsewhere in the world of AI and governments, the FT reports that more than a dozen city governments in China are offering startups vouchers worth up to $280,000 for cloud compute time. The idea here is to level the playing field between startups and larger tech players. Though when I look at that dollar figure, I have to ask, did several zeros fall off along the way to publication? How about some good news? Well, I have some for you, and it is that the California Public Utilities Commission has granted self-driving car company Waymo permission to operate a commercial robotaxi service in LA, all of the SF Peninsula, and on San Francisco freeways. Bring on the self-driving cars. The news includes a couple of key things that I'm very excited about, including permission for Waymo to take passengers to the San Francisco airport. Yes, thank God. I cannot wait to get back to SF and take a self-driving car. Please, Waymo, take this good news and run with it. We are starving on the East Coast and we need self-driving cars because no one here knows how to drive. And then because I went on too long about Apple, let's be honest, other key news will be slightly condensed this morning, but before you go, three things more. Number one, InvestCorp led a $130 million round into Sala, a Saudi e-commerce platform ahead of its IPO, one to keep on your notebook. Next, the Musk OpenAI lawsuit is going to make waves for weeks to come, though I do expect that there will be less complaint from venture types over it, due to the new challenge coming from a tech insider instead of a nonprofit oversight board. And then finally, things are good again. Tech stocks are up, crypto is popping, interest rates are expected to come down this year. So why aren't the animal spirits more animal spiriting? Maybe we're waiting on a big IPO or two, but it does seem that there's lots for tech folks to celebrate, even if the mood still feels subdued in tech and startup circles. Now, far be it from me to tell everyone to smile, but I mean, come on, why aren't you happier? And that's all the time we have on this delightful Monday morning. But if you need even more equity, of course, we are Equity Pod over on X and Threads. And if you want even more from me, well, I'm Alex over on X. Before you go, don't forget, we do have that excellent interview between Mary Ann and Nubank's CEO that's already on your podcast feed. So give that a listen. And if you need more podcasts from the TechCrunch Podcast Network, well, we have Chain Reaction on all things crypto and Found, digging into all those founder stories. Check them out. We'll talk to you soon. Hugs. Goodbye. Equity is hosted by myself, Alex Wilhelm, and TechCrunch senior reporter, Mary Ann Azevedo. We are produced by Teresa Loconsolo with editing by Kel. Bryce Durbin is our illustrator. And a big thank you to the audience development team and Henry Picavet, who manages TechCrunch audio products. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.